Hello, welcome back. In this video, we're going to discuss free trade versus protectionism. Free trade is important to make sure that businesses have an opportunity to diversify the markets they actually operate in, the markets that they sell products to, right? So that allows companies in the United States to sell to Europe, China, Japan, Africa, etc., right? So, but now there is some negatives that come with free trade as well, and we're going to discuss those in this video. So, international trade, free global trade, in this there exist no trade barriers or restrictions such as tariffs, quotas, or embargoes, right? So tariffs, quotas, and embargoes are mechanisms that governments can use to ensure the security and the longevity and the prosperity of their domestic economy, right? So there is no trade barriers or restrictions on trade in ultimate free trade, right? There's no restrictions or barriers, okay? That's pure free trade. Now, why is free trade beneficial, right? This increases consumer utility. Remember, utility is the measurement of the satisfaction that they receive from a good or service, right? Choice, an increase in choice, and they get to enjoy an increase in the surplus of whatever it is that they're trying to consume. So if we have a surplus, prices will be cheaper because there are more of the product, right? So that's why free trade is beneficial to the consumer, right? It increases the consumer's ability to be satisfied because there are more options, there are obviously choice, and then a greater surplus decreases prices. Now, there's also increased competition, which goes to the natural surplus, right? So once the competition is increased, because now on a free trade scale, it's global, right? So it's international. All companies and firms and entities can participate in this free trade global market, right? So therefore, competition is increased, right? So that's why we can buy European cars in the United States or Japanese cars in the United States, who obviously compete with our domestic vehicles that are produced right here in this country. Now, it also allows for greater efficiency, right? Because competition makes other entities or firms drive harder to become more efficient, right? So they can control their costs, so they can offer lower or competitive prices with the competition, right? So efficiency is key, especially in pricing. The greater and more efficient an operation is, the more efficient and spot on in equilibrium the price will be. Lowers prices for consumers from competition, surplus, greater ability to acquire goods and services. Now, if you're global trade, it's free global trade, you're now not just bound to your domestic borders, right? You have greater ability to acquire goods and resources because now I can branch out internationally and go into the global market and fish for resources and goods there. Okay, so what are the detriments of free trade, right? So dumping, right? So let's say I own a company and we produce 1 million widgets per se, right? Let's say 1 million widgets, and let's say we only sell 750,000 of them, right? Well, now we have 250,000. Well, that 750,000 we were able to sell domestically, right? And some internationally, right? But now, because we have this excess of 250,000 widgets, and there's no more demand domestically really for them because everybody owns a widget now or whatever, right? So then now we're going to go take it to some obscure market, say South Africa or the Middle East potentially or China, right? And we're just going to dump those products there for cheap. They're going to sit on the market, whatever. We can take all of this excess products that we have have that we didn't sell, and then we'll just dump them somewhere and, you know, and go with it like that, right? We'll just dump it into somebody else's economy and not worry about it, right? So that's something that waters down the supply of, you know, those same competitive products that are in that market. You know, it's going to add more supply to it, so it'll kind of water that down a little bit. Survival of the fittest, right? There's no regulation in a totally free trade market, right? Survival of the fittest. So therefore, you know, if all of the biggest company, they're able to dominate and they're able to, you know, be a predator in that industry, right? They may knock out the smaller guys because they have the larger scale to operate on, right? So that's why the government wants to come in and intervene and make sure that the free market does stay competitive and is not monopolized and dominated by one particular firm or entity. National security threats, right? Especially with like steel, aluminum, vehicle parts, right? To maybe for whatever, what other kind of like military equipment that a nation may use, right? Let's say that some German manufacturer only offers some type of sprocket that is used in some type of military vehicle. Well, we want to have the ability to not just be depending on them. We want to be able to replicate that and bring it home too. So we want to try to diversify away or mitigate any kind of national security threat that may be that may come about through free trade, right? So we want to make sure that we have enough of what we need to fund maybe the military or what other kind of like domestic manufacturer may produce that would be a national security threat if we don't have enough of it. So our government has got to step in and make sure that we're able to mitigate those risks, mitigate those threats, and ensure that we can be well prepared in case of a threat. And domestic job loss. If we are importing a ton of foreign goods, you know, our domestic workers are going to be hit by that because of the oversupply in whatever industry they are in. And, you know, once they have this greater supply, the domestic manufacturers, obviously because they're not having as much sales revenue, they're going to have to cut labor force, and therefore domestic workers get put out of work. So the benefits of protectionism. Now remember, protectionism, tariffs, quotes, or embargoes, right? Now, what are the benefits of those protectionism factors, right? So infant industry argument, right? We want to make sure that if this industry is in its infancy, they have protection from potential threats such as hostile takeover from another company, merger and acquisition threat, right? They want to make sure that they are protected, a small business and an industry that is ramped up. We have got to make sure that they're able to compete there. Obviously, no dumping, right? We don't want excess products just being dumped into a market. It's going to drive down prices. Obviously, we can enhance our national security through protectionism, and we can protect domestic jobs. And this allows our economy to be, a domestic economy to be diversified. So free trade versus protectionism plays out on the national stage in the United States, okay? Many economists favor free trade over protectionism. Recently, we have seen in 2018 that President Trump has signed into law, kind of a tariff on steel and aluminum, foreign steel and aluminum. Right, so which may have prices increase in steel and aluminum domestically, but because we are being flooded in this country with cheap Chinese steel and aluminum, President Trump signed into law the tariff to protect our domestic or the United States domestic steel and aluminum manufacturers, so they have an opportunity to compete with the Chinese firms, and that the Chinese firms aren't making all the sales to the U.S. Consumers, because we want to make sure that the steel and aluminum industries in the United States, or President Trump wants to make sure that the steel and aluminum industries in the United States are able to compete and thrive and continue to grow and prosper. However, there are individual cases where protectionism is warranted and therefore cannot be disregarded altogether. So, you know, a lot of times people, free trade proponents are, really anti-protectionism, right? They want a free, open, global market, which is fine, right? But there needs to be a balance in protectionism and free trade so domestic economies aren't put in shambles.